বাহের নিঃসিংহ হৃদয় নিঃসিংহ নৃসিংহ মাদি শরণাম রপজে নৃসিংহ মাদি শরণাম রপজে তারা কমলাবারে হিরণ্যকশিপু হনু গীতা নরহরে রূপা জগদীতা রে হরে রূপা জগদীতা হরে জগদীতা হরে Oh!
पूरा प्रेम मांगे प्रभुपाद की। Hare Krishna. First of all, I like to welcome you all. I'll try to keep the mask on. Please keep the mask on while you are in the temple premises. So we are going to have a little discussion about New Year's resolution, welcoming New Year's, how to invoke the most auspiciousness in our life. And then there will be beautiful bhajan till 9 o'clock. So remain. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Paradhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Paradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tera Bana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva.
Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Bodhipraj, Acharya Sutara Saraswati Srinath. Srila Bhai Charan Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON DVD Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Gacharya Ashtutara Satasri Simad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakari Vaishnav Binda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Vedas Thakur Ki Jai. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचुवानी रमन रेति धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। न्यू ईयर्स ईव प्रोग्राम की जय। सर्वत वैष्णव बिंद की जय। हिताय गौर प्रमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। प्लीज फोल्ड योर हैंड and let us offer our heart in the form of flower to the subtle body to all our guru parampara so we can invoke the transcendental auspicious mercy in our heart. Our heart guides everything. So please, if you know it together or at least you hear and start offering flower. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurube Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Deham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Panchakalpa Taruvescha Kripasindupai Vacham Paditanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Raise your hand. Prabhu Nityanandam Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you. First of all, I'm very grateful to be here with you all. I'm very grateful to Mother Muikha, the temple president, that she facilitates this kind of festival. Otherwise, guess what? Some of you would go to some party on New Year's Eve, isn't it? So we are grateful for the, to the management, the authorities of the temple. And we are eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada, who created this kind of association all over the world. So when people celebrate any festival, we can gather together and celebrate. Isn't it wonderful? But if there was no ISKCON or Sadhu Sangha, we would not be able to. So we can humbly, thanks to Srila Prabhupada for making this beautiful gift to our life. With that note, I will ask you, do you know, anyone knows? Do we celebrate midnight festival? What is New Year's Eve? It comes to until midnight and then it becomes New Year. Do you know why? Because Krishna appeared at midnight.
What?
Krishna. He appeared at midnight. As the origin started. You trace million years back. Krishna appeared at midnight. That began a new year. Of course, Gregorian calendar, the Western world follows, we'll discuss maybe a few minutes on that. What I wanted to say, we started a little late because we have Kirtan was very gorgeous, was so nice, melodious. And we'll continue Kirtan with Shyamananda Prabhu. Maybe 7:45 we'll finish and then you will continue to Kirtan till 9. So stay tuned. A new year is a landmark in our lives and a time for reflection on where we have been since today, so many years, not only just this year, and where we are and where we want to go. Where are you now spiritually? Where you were before and where you want to go? It's a reflection. Maybe take a notebook and write. So far I realize this. It is interesting that we started during the COVID appreciating a lot of where do I want to go? What purpose drives my life? Ask this question to yourself. What purpose drives your life? Why did you come to Hare Krishna temple? What for? It is necessary. When you value something in life, I had a business before. When you value something, very valuable, you pay for it, you feel it, what do? You keep track. This much inventory I had, now this much is left, I sold this, I need, like this. So you also, if you value, when you value spiritual life, then you will reflect where I was before. Where am I going? Am I advancing or not? This is necessary. It is also a time to ponder every occasion, everything is for the purpose of transformation. The whole Krishna consciousness movement Prabhupada made just to transform our consciousness from one level to next and next. Then you become Krishna conscious. What level of consciousness you are today? And what is Krishna consciousness level? You know, the goal is to become Krishna conscious. It's a very deep word. It's not just English Krishna consciousness. It's more than we ever imagined. So we must ponder every day. Today especially, we should meditate on what I really want in life. Not what your parents want, or your friend mentioned, or your spouse mentioned. Ask yourself deep down, what do I want? What is that exactly going to happen in my life that I am looking for? It is necessary. This is the day. It is very important for us, practicing spiritualists, we all are, to take regular inventory of our lives, to transform our consciousness and connect to the Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, of our heart. We need guidance and shelter. And on this day, let's resolve to go with determination to where we really want to go. I'm not going to ask, but ask yourself, where do you really want to go 2 years from now, one year from now? Do you want to advance or do you just want to stay mediocre? Ask yourself. If you cannot ask yourself, you will not find the answer. Self-introspective. It is necessary. To achieve a meaningful success in our life, we need strength beyond ourselves. Association of sincere devotees. How do you know who is sincere? It is by the quality, not by the name tag. Saffron cloth is sincere. Nowhere it says in Shastra. Saffron means maybe detached from the material enjoyment. Other meaning. But sincerity, there are 9 symptoms, you have to be aware. Then you can detect, oh, this person is advancing, this person is beautiful, this person is just okay, running. Like this. We have to be fully aware, then we can advance. So I made a few notes. Who celebrate New Year Eve? All the Brajabashis, all the ISKCON temples, they celebrate. Of course, you can say Americans, average American also celebrate. But their celebration I was watching, it's nothing but get more drunk or do something like they sense gratification. It's really not an ultimate beneficial to them. Nityananda Prabhu says, it's a beautiful verse, he says, if you don't get mad in Krishna Prema, then you will be diverted to material love, sense gratification. So proportion to your conscious acceptance, belief, you will be advancing. And that proportion also you will be filling up with the material things. So this is really self-examination. Now let's see, who celebrate today, New Year's Eve? What the Karmi thinks, average, majority people in this world. You know when Veda, when first the soul took the human form, there was no other species. First we came, one of the two. One time Prabhupada says Brahmaji, another time he says human being also. Both are correct. In fourth canto I found those verses. When first entrance we all had as a human being, Veda also manifested to guide you to go slowly, slowly experiencing material happiness, different level, and you come to Brahma Loka and then end of Brahma's life, you leave this material world and go to spiritual world. But guess where all these other species and hell and heaven, all this idea comes from? Because the soul are not happy to just to follow. They started breaking, so all this karmi, gyani, all this idea came. Soul doesn't need any of this. Only bhakti is enough, devotion to God. All this idea came because of their incessant desire to enjoy. So what Karmi does today, they will romanticize the world. You know romanticizing the world? They don't see anything wrong in the world. They see a lot of opportunity to enjoy. We can go this party tonight, that party. We can get a drink or do this, do that, watch TV. They always romanticize the world. They never see there is a death, there is a disease, there is a danger. They always romanticize the world. How much they have today, how much they are going to get tomorrow. So this is called karmi. Now I'm requesting all of you, do not judge the others, but you will see them. Be introspective and see them. Try to help them, not to be judgmental. Maybe you all can fold your hand, just fold your hand and say, I don't want to be, today I take a bow, I don't want to be, a little louder, judgmental or sentimental. I want to be always transcendental. Hey Nico, you are on the Zoom. Okay. Thank you. And there are another kind of people. So I talked about karmi, now jnani. You know jnani? Maybe you didn't categorize that way. This is a personal experience I'm giving you. They think, oh, this world is horrible. COVID, this politician, this problem, that problem. They literally demonize the world. One type of people, karmi, they romanticize the world. The other people demonize the world. Ah, there's a death, I'm getting old, I hate this disease. It's just, they're always complaining. You never met? Anybody never met like this? They exist. And above them is devotee. What they do? They don't romanticize the world. They do not demonize the world. They utilize the world. Ask yourself, you want to utilize or romanticize or demonize? Then you can see where you are. Utilize means Krishna has a purpose, who created this world, who sent me here. There is a purpose. You trace the purpose, then you follow the purpose. That is called devotee. Now, I'll come to this point. Did Srila Prabhupada celebrate New Year's Day? Do you know? I found many quotes. Yes, Prabhupada did. So I'll read one to you. This is in 1966, December 31st. Goodbye. He said goodbye. Prabhupada said goodbye. Hare Krishna, Happy New Year, he said in the lecture. This happened in the matchless gift. It's crowded with devotees and visitors. This is before ISKCON, just beginning. Swamiji, his name was not Prabhupada, they used to call him Swamiji. Swamiji led Kirtan and we all chant and dance by candlelight. It is celebration none of us will ever forget. Chant, chant, Swamiji said, means Prabhupada. He tells us, and our chanting drowns out even darkened revelry on Second Avenue. Again, Swamiji waving magic. Chant. Then Prabhupada spoke a little bit, just like we did. And a feast, so there was a feast, follows. Swamiji eats with us. Prabhupada was eating with all the devotees together. Because those days, they didn't even know when. No initiation yet. Sitting on his dhotis and talking immediately, he keeps insisting, Umapati Satsarup and Hayagriva, I who wrote this, Hayagriva Prabhu, more and eat more, he was encouraging everybody. There is a bucket of gulab jamun. Everybody knows gulab jamun? It's called ISKCON bullets. Prabhupada gave them. And we stuff ourselves. For us, Prabhupada said, now Prabhupada gave a lecture. I'm going to repeat that. Prabhupada said, every day is a new year. Swamiji said, Krishna is always new. Everybody understand this? Do you know that in Vrindavan, they never see Krishna old dress or he looks same like yesterday. In our life, we see children, spouse. Now be careful, don't say to the spouse or anything, you look the same way. But they do. In the spiritual world, Krishna is every moment new look you never saw. Wow, so attractive. You just feel strong attraction to talk to him, to play with him, do something for him.
This is spiritual world, Prabhupada says.
Every day new, always fresh, we are always celebrating him. Just see how these people in Maya are celebrating, drinking poison to forget everything. Because they are frustrated, they want to forget. But for a devotee, it is just the opposite. The devotee wants to remember Krishna at all times. So Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice lecture. So I'm going to go to few points because of the time. The history of New Year's tradition. New Year's Day is observed on January 1st, first day of the year, on the modern Gregorian calendar as well as the Julian calendar used in the Roman Empire since 45 BC. Romans originally dedicated New Year's Day to Janus. You ever heard Janus? It's like a invoking auspiciousness, a saintly person. That's why the name called January. That's how at the January started. Like Jesus, everybody knows Jesus? Jesus Christ's name. It's the English word Jesus, but it is not Aramaic or Hebrew. They call Jesus, Ish. Sanskrit almost like Ish. But in English, they call Jesus. Different. But it's the same. Junus is why the January began, auspicious began. When New Year's Day started? Mesopotamia, Iraq. You heard about Babylon? You sure you heard Babylon civilization like this? Old. There was a name called Mesopotamia, which is Iraq now, created the concept of New Year celebration 2000 BC. So this is just a rough. There's a whole description. I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to go to our level where we are. So, I also reflect back. How do we celebrate? How do one make a New Year resolution? Those who are listening online, read Bhagavad Gita 9.30. 9.30 Prabhupada says, we have two types of identity and two types of existence right now. Right now, whoever you are, doesn't matter. One is constitutional, one is conditional. So when you talk about making New Year's resolution, first you have to say, who am I? And who is making the New Year's resolution? For who? Everybody understand what I'm trying to say? You have two identity. You are not one. You have two identity in conditional level. And Prabhupada gave a whole purport about it. So I'm going to say conditional level. What is your name, Prabhu?
Ashish.
Are you male or female?
Male.
Male. What do you do?
Software engineering.
This is his identity, has nothing to do with his real identity called soul, servant of God. Can you relate to this? He didn't know that I'm going to ask him like this. So what he expressed, this is not who we are, but that's how we identify. Can you relate? So that's called functional identity. How you function as a man, as a software engineer, as an American. But this will not solve the problem. Why? Because deep down in his constitutional level, he's a servant of God. Until he act on that also, the problem of life will never solve. Everybody understand that point? Okay. So on constitutional level, you have a three identity. I'm founding this. I want somebody to reflect after the class. One identity is what you are not. Do not say what you are. Practice this. This is how Prabhupada preached, always. We are not this body. Always think, I'm not product of this world. Very nice. I'm not this body, I'm not the mind, I'm not made of matter, earth, air, water, I'm not. First negative identity, Then come positive. I am a servant of the servant of Krishna. Then the final identity is that we have.
What did Prabhupada say?
We have eternally. Dormant love in our heart, which is called Sthayi Bhav, that's who you are in identity. So inherent natural spiritual attachment for Krishna, that each of us has in our heart for Krishna, in identifying ourselves as a lover, shelter of that love, for Krishna to taste that love as a beloved. I know it's a long sentence, you're probably going to like. What did he say? You can paraphrase your way, it's fine. But this identity is the most important identity. Arjuna had a problem. For what? In Bhagavad Gita beginning, why was he depressed? Why did he take shelter of Krishna? Because he had a two identity, functional identity, like software engineer. He was thinking, I'm a Kshatriya. Kshatriya means I have to kill the protect the innocent by killing the aggressor. Who are the aggressor and who are the innocent? Same people, his cousin, his grandfather, his guru. So he was builder. And you all will be builder if you just go by your body identity. We all will be bewildered forever. Arjuna said, I'm a son of Kunti, I have to protect my brother, but I have to kill my cousin. What kind of life is there? I'm just so nervous, I cannot fight. Same problem. But what solves this? Krishna says, what is your problem? Well, I'm a son of Kunti, I'm a Kshatriya. Krishna says, you are none of this. I'm not a software engineer. I'm not a man. I'm not an American. No. So Krishna began Bhagavad Gita speaking. What did he say? You are the soul. Belongs to God. You have a relationship with God. This is called fundamental identity, constitutional position. End of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, Krishna asked, did you understand? So far I explained you. And you act according to Jata Ichchasi Tata Kuru, as you like you can do. 1873 Arjuna completed. Yes, I understood now. I have a fundamental identity, I have a functional identity. Fundamental identity has to be on top of functional identity. Can somebody tell me what did I say? Please, someone. Yes, Prabhu.
So, before we have our identity of the body, before that, the source of it, or some foundational pillar, would be our fundamental identity, or our eternal identity. So
very good.
We identify first being a soul, and then second, we have a secondary identity, which is the function of this world.
Good. Now, what did Arjuna do? Did he give up fighting and at the end he didn't fight? No, he did fight. But he did not fight as a body identity, as a cousin identity. He fought as a servant of Krishna. This is what we need. This has to be the foundation. Okay. Because of the time, I have only 5 minutes. You can make a list tomorrow morning or tonight. Check like this. Okay, what I want to do for New Year resolution. There are 5 checkpoints I make. Is it good for me? Is it good for my family and friends? Is it good for my Alachua community? Is it good for my enemies? If you have enemies, maybe you don't. So whatever you decide that you want to have a New Year's resolution, make sure it fits this, then you will stay ahead spiritually. Now, as a devotee, I'll tell you something that Prabhupada wants us to do it because of the time. This is a letter to Traidas, December 27, 1972. You can look at that letter, but I found 6 points, if you can catch. Prabhupada writes, one must be himself always enthusiastic and inspire others to be always enthusiastic. This is necessary as a leader. What did I say? Somebody help me. What did Prabhupada say? First thing we have to do every day?
Be enthusiastic.
And? Something more. Inspire others to be enthusiastic. I'm only fired up to chant and dance, but I don't care for the other devotees. No, I'm following heart. Everybody got it? So that's the first point. Second point, Prabhupada said, enthusiastic mood is maintained when everyone is always without fail chanting 16 rounds. How do you stay enthusiastic? What did Prabhupada say? Somebody? By chanting 16 rounds every day. Make sure your chanting is done. Third, rising early for Mangalarti. You can be at home or wherever you are, but you must get up before sunrise. What did I say? Someone? Before sunrise. Thank you. Then number four, Prabhupada said, read my books every day. He didn't say one page or one paragraph. You can do as you like. But you must do every day. Number five, you share your realization and Krishna consciousness process or preach every day. You share with your family, wife, husband, children, or whoever, neighbor, anybody. But you must do. Number six, by observing strictly and regulative principle of devotional life, that enthusiasm or great eagerness to have Krishna will come out and you will become Krishna conscious. Isn't sweet? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, I have 2 minutes. Anybody has any reflection, comment? Yes, please.
I have 3 questions.
3 questions, okay. Let's go with one first. Symptom of advancing, very nice question. There are 9 symptoms. One class Prabhupada said, where were you 5 years back? You check with these 9 symptoms. Skanti, abhartha, kalattam, virakti, mana, sunnata, asabandha, samutkanta, namagane, sadaruchi. You ever heard those? Did you ever hear those? Shanti means, you know, shanti means tolerate, be patient, encouraging others. Shanti is shanti. The first one, it's big deal. You know how you tolerate? Cooperation. Krishna has a plan for you, you have to align with it. No other plan. Some devotee are there, I may not like them, but you have to tolerate. And if you cannot, you are not advancing. As clear as this. This is just one. You check these 9, it takes about half an hour discussion, or I can forward it to you. It's all over. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, an act of devotion, so many places Prabhupada said there. And Prabhupada says, 5 years back, one lecture he said, 5 years back, where I was before, where am I now and where am I going? These are the symptoms you check. Am I advancing or not?
Do we have to check it 5 years?
Huh?
Do we have to see that like every 5 years? Or?
Prabhupada said 5 years. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. You can check every day. Where I was yesterday, where am I going, where am I today, where am I going tomorrow? We should not plan for the result. We should not prepare for the result. We should not imagine for the result. We should plan for the goal. Goal began before the action. You follow? We have to have a goal. I want to get Krishna Prem. I want to chant every day. These are called goals. Result is after the endeavor. goal is before the endeavor. Karmanneva adhikarasya mahaphaleshu kadachana. Krishna says, don't shoot for a result, but you must plan for it. You must have a goal. Okay, what's the second question?
The second one is, you said we shouldn't be judgmental and we pray for that. So, there is a lot of rotation of devotees since Gainesville is a student town. So, how do we not judge any devotee without, how do we discriminate or how do we differentiate without judging? Because
judgmental means I am better than them. Discrimination means these are all soul belongs to Krishna, they are in a conditioned life. I should do help to bring them close to Krishna. Discrimination we need. Judgment will actually not a good idea at all. Even in your family life, when you talk about spiritual life, during the spiritual topics, even the children, wife, husband, they are all equal. Should not think like I am better than them.
So
this is very necessary.
How do we know, Prabhu, that which devotee should be associated? Because according to the levels, we should associate with the devotees.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said,
you check these 9, and if you associate with them, you see. I did check about Prabhupada's life. On this 9, he has like 100% almost everything. Perfect. You see, a lot of leaders in our movement are in that category. Then you know they are very advanced souls. Pure devotee is not by form, it's the substance behind the form or under the form. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What is your last question? Or that was last?
The third is there. So
okay, very good.
Third one was you said Bhagavatam 4th canto, the Prabhupada saying a soul where he comes down to material world. As you said, he first gets Brahma life. Like
one place, Prabhupada says Brahma. Another place is a human being. The karma is not for the animal. Karma only starts with the human. So karma also began from there.
So, where should
the
souls, which position he gets first? Brahma?
Human. Human.
Either of those.
Human has all the Brahma's 24 elements. It's the same almost. It's not just two different sightings. Is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
We can forward with those.
Okay. Everybody is ready for hearing the beautiful melodious song of Hare Krishna Mahamantra Samananda Prabhu going to give us. Okay.
Prabhu, you want to sit in the middle? Wherever you like. Yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripaya Sindhu Vaivacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Anantakari Vaishnavindra Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada. As soon as you start Prabhu, everybody will start coming. As you like. I mean, if you will open a race, we are there like a long time. As you like. Are you all? You want to put some cushion on it? Even if it's me. Then when DT cut in opening,